Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. Baba Kama Lamed Zayin, Baba Kama 37b, pagination is 74. We'll start from the middle of the page, the middle of a line where there's a two dots, and we begin with the word Nogach, about 12 lines up from the new Mishnah. The Gemara is dealing with considerations that will make an animal that was a tam into a muad. That means that until now, for these unusual types of damages or aggressive types of damages, the owner would be paying half damage, but once the animal does it three times, moving forward, it will be full damage because the animal has a new status, the status of muad. Now, the Mishnah on Amud Aleph told us that there's a possibility of shor shehu muad lemino ve'eino muad l'she'eino mino. There could be that the animal has a muad status for certain types of animals and is not muad status for other types of animals. Likewise, you could have an animal that's a muad l'shabasos, it only gores on Shabbos, or some other criteria, and we take note that when that same situation presents itself without that critical criteria, meaning animals come in front of it, everything looks the same, but it's not Shabbos, it doesn't gore. So then it has the muad status for whatever the criteria are, and not in other cases. Our Gemara is going to present a case where the animal has developed or has shown us a certain type of pattern that's perhaps hormonal, physiological. We don't know what it is, but it's a pattern. And that pattern, the Gemara will actually compare to the halachas of Vestos, where a woman sees a certain pattern in a certain way in her monthly cycle, and we're able to anticipate what the next sighting date is going to be. For example, if the woman sees on the 15th of the month, and then the next month on the 16th, and the next month on the 17th, so then we seem to perceive a pattern emerging. And that is going to be considered comparable to this case where a pattern is emerging. In contrast, we're going to see that if a certain event triggers, you're going to need a different number of times to create the pattern than if it's an interval type of pattern. Let's see the Gemara, and it should fall into place. Nogach shor yom tesvav b'chodesh ze, if the animal gored an ox on the 15th of this month, v'yom tes zayin b'chodesh zeh, and the 16th of the next month, v'yom yud zayin b'chodesh zeh, and the 17th of the next month, plukta de Rav u'Shmuel, it's a disagreement of Rav and Shmuel whether a pattern has yet been established. De itmar, because it's going to be similar to the case that we mentioned. Ro'asa yom tesvav b'chodesh zeh, if a woman sees on the 15th of this month, v'yom tezayin b'chodesh zeh, and the 16th of the next month, v'yom yudzayin b'chodesh zeh, and the 17th of the next month, Rav amar kavalog vest, Rav says it's already an established pattern, because it was 15, 16, 17, u'Shmuel amar ad shetishalish b'dilug, but Shmuel argues and says that you have to have three times of an interval. And you're not getting an interval. You're not getting the distance, so to speak, between 15 and 16, 16, 17, and 17, 18. You would need another time for this to happen, meaning four times, in order to establish interval as a pattern. The Gemara continues, in contrast, Amar Rava, Rava said, Shama kol shofar, if the animal heard the sound of a shofar v'nogach, and it triggered it to gore, kol shofar v'nogach, it happened again, kol shofar v'nogach, it happened a third time, nasa muad l'shofaros, the animal becomes a muad to hearing the shofar, and we can anticipate that it's going to gore, and it'll have the status of muad, full damage, if it does it again. Pshita, that's obvious. Mahu detema, I could have thought, hachshofar kama siyuta ba'almahu denaktei, it caused it some sort of surprise, some sort of craziness, and that the first time doesn't count, because it's not a pattern that shofar does it. It never heard this before, or something like that. Kamash malon, that we consider it a pattern, and the animal will be a muad. So again, the two cases, one is an event that causes, and that just needs three times. The other is an interval. It occurred based on a space of time in between, a certain pattern in between, so then it would require four times in order to establish the three-time pattern. The Rambam, in Nizkei Mamon Vav Yud Aleph, writes, Nogach b'chamisha asa l'chodesh zeh, if the goring occurred on the 15th of the month, u'v'shisha asar l'chodesh sheni, and the 16th of the second month, u'v'shiva asar l'chodesh shlishi, and the 17th of the third month, ein a muad, that's not yet a muad, even though there were three gorings, at sheyishalish bedilug, until it does a third time of the pattern. Now, the reason that simply three times goring didn't cause muad status is because it's been seeing animals in between, and it's not goring. It's only on that specific interval day. However, Shama kol shofar v'nogach, if it heard the sound of a shofar and it gored, kol shofar v'nogach, a second and a third time, nasa muad l'shofaros, it would become a muad to that event of shofaros. Again, it could be that it's been seeing animals in between plenty, but when there's a shofar, it goes wild, so then that is its chazaka, its muad status. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.